The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And today we're going to be talking about the exciting food and nutrition programs at the City of Kingston's Department of Health and Wellness. And our guest is a return guest, Kristen Kessler. Kristen is a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and project manager in the Department of Health and Wellness at the City of Kingston. And she leads food and nutrition projects that help make the City of Kingston a healthier place to live for everyone. Through this work, she is the project lead for the Creating Healthy Schools and Communities program, supports the Live Well Kingston, Eat Well, and Heal Well focus teams, and other food projects like the City of Kingston's Food System Plan. And we're going to hear all about that. Kristen believes in the power of food to spark joy, nourish our bodies, and bring together community. So Kristen, welcome back to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you for having me again. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So just remind our listeners, if you would, a little bit about the City of Kingston's Department of Health and Wellness. How did it come into being, and what does it do, and whom does it serve? And then maybe your role, a little bit about your role in it.
Yeah, so I can give some grounding for us. The Department of Health and Wellness has been a department since 2017. So I'm looking at the date right now.
Wow.
It's 2017. That was 7 years ago.
Seems like yesterday.
Right? Since 2017. So this work actually got started with our Live Well Kingston work. And Live Well Kingston right now is a city commission. It's our health and wellness commission. It's one of the ways that people who are living, working in Kingston can be directly connected to their government through the interests of health and wellness. So this commission actually got started with, I believe it was rooted in one of our partners, Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County. I always had to give them a shout out because that's where Live Well Kingston really originated. They were doing a lot of this good work. They had a grant for it, and then the grant was going to be over, and everyone knew this was really good work that was being done. And so in 2017, the work was brought into the City of Kingston. It had already been endorsed as a Live Well Kingston coalition. It was working with the government at the time, but then became actually embedded within the government. And then we needed a department. So voila, we have a Department of Health and Wellness that has been around for 7 years. I started with the department 2.5 years ago. I had to think about that again. When the City of Kingston received a New York State Department of Health grant called Creating Healthy Schools and Communities. And so was brought on to manage that grant. And then since I am a registered dietitian and my background is in food and nutrition, I wanted to be involved in Live Well Kingston, which was still going strong at that time. So that's when I started supporting Eat Well. We have three members of our department. We have our department director, Emily Flynn, who has been here as long as the department has been around. And then we have a third member of our department, Marcia Sebro. And so she supports some of our Live Well Kingston focus teams. So between the three of us, we try to touch, the many different aspects of life, of what it means to be healthy through these larger systems and policy changes, which I feel like that's a big thing to just throw out there, but that's kind of the overview of our department in Kingston.
Well, way back when Live Well Kingston was a grant through Cornell, as you mentioned, Ulster County Department of Health, myself and my colleague Stacy Kraft were part of that, as was a young Steve Noble and his wife, who were both parks and recreation people. And then it evolved really nicely through the years. And I already know the answer to the next question, but maybe you can remind our listeners, and we talked a little bit before the program, what makes you really passionate, enthusiastic about this work?
Yeah, I love that I get to do this work in my backyard. It is remarkable. It's such a special thing that Kingston is doing. So before this, I am pretty open with folks. I'm not from Kingston. I'm actually originally from the South and then lived in Brooklyn, like many folks, for a while. I'll put it out there, y'all. I also moved from Brooklyn, but I think a lot of other people did too. It is just really special. Kingston is such a special place to be able to do this health and wellness work. I tell folks I'm originally from New Orleans before all of the things, and New Orleans has this incredible,
amazing food.
They have this incredible food culture. It's just, it's a part of life. It's something that folks are proud of. It's very distinctive. And one thing in New Orleans as well, and I think a lot of other people can identify with this, is that food is love. Food is an expression of love. And that's actually, I think, why I went to get my degree in nutrition, is because I was just curious about food. I didn't want to work in a kitchen. It felt like I had two options: work in a kitchen or become a dietitian. And so to be able to bring all that background to Kingston in a place that really prioritizes this, I mean, you mentioned the whole foundation for the work that we do has gone back, you know, at least a decade at this point, and even having a mayor who is really supportive of this work, kind of like start with the work when it was a little bit more on the ground, and then now is in a position to help us really in a leadership level. I think it's just a really special thing that Kingston has. And I get excited that I can do that with food, which is something that's special to me.
Yeah. And you know, I know what you mean by New Orleans, because one of the most memorable experiences I have is going to the New Orleans Heritage Jazz Festival, where 300 top jazz and blues performers on 9 stages, all the money goes to charities, local charities. But they had, in addition to amazing music, they had 100 food vendors on the grounds of every kind. And you could literally sample the entire cultural heritage of America there.
It was really great. Yes. You know, in New Orleans, we always joke that we're literally asking about our next meal, like while we're eating the current one. You're eating lunch, you're eating breakfast, and you're like, what are we going to have for lunch? You eat lunch. What am I going to have for dinner?
Absolutely.
Now, the dietitian, I tried to be like, y'all, can we get like some vegetables in there?
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Maybe get the French part of the cuisine off to the side a little.
It's a balance that we're working towards.
So, Kristen, apropos of the subject here, tell us what a food system is and how that relates to a food system plan, because that's really what's going on in Kingston now. So help our listeners understand what that is.
Yeah, definitely. We are developing a food system plan. I was just talking with someone about this a little bit earlier, and sharing how there are other places that are doing plans like this, but none that I really know of that are the size of Kingston. One of our neighbors in the Hudson Valley is doing some food system work as well. But it's really special for Kingston to be this forward thinking and this holistic thinking. The food system, the simplest way I can describe it, is basically the entire process for how food is grown to how it gets on your plate and then what happens afterwards. So it includes our growers. So anyone that's growing food, the whole process of growing food, any of the contributing factors towards growing that food, that is all considered to be part of our food system. To processors. So say you've got some food and you're turning it into soup. Say you have food and you're just chopping up the butternut squash and putting it into a container to sell chopped butternut squash. That's all processing our food. To distributing our food, we've got to have drivers out there. We have a whole supply chain to get food from where it is grown and or processed to our retail locations. So whether you're looking at grocery stores, food pantries, you're looking at restaurants, anywhere that's sold, then to ultimately also, I say, consumers. So that's people who eat. So when people ask me, they're like, oh, who's a part of the food system? I say, everybody is a part of the food system. So everybody should be interested in this, because at some point, you're likely eating. And if we are fortunate enough, we get to make those choices multiple times a day on what we eat, how we eat, where we eat. And an important factor of this, though, is the waste that comes afterwards. So is this food going into just regular garbage, or are we looking at ways to mitigate that waste? Are we looking at ways to food rescue? Are we doing composting? The food system let's see, I think it was, oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember the statistic, you know, the carbon emissions from it contributed, I think it was like 30 or 40% to the overall like carbon emissions that we have in the world. And so the food system is a really important part of that if we're looking at creating changes for climate health and a more sustainable environment. We want to be looking not just at the production, but also that at that waste part of the food system. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I threw out a lot. It's everything. It's such a big, concept to kind of wrap your head around.
So in about a minute and a half that we have in the first segment, so where does the plan part of it come in? Maybe you can explain that.
Yeah, so the plan part is that all these things are going to be happening organically. Like, you know, the food system is going to be running because we all are eating. But we also want to be really intentional about this. So I mentioned, you know, those carbon emissions that are coming from the food system. We want to make sure that we're looking at how can we create better climate health. The city of Kingston has a climate action plan already. So it's work that we are doing. But we want to do this targeted towards the food system itself. So we're creating a plan to have essentially a roadmap on how we can have a more resilient food system.
Well, sounds great. We want to learn a lot more about that and some other things, exciting things that are going on. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these short words. Thank you.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. And today we're talking about the City of Kingston's Health and Wellness Department's exciting food and nutrition programs. And we have with us Kristen Kessler, who is the project manager in the Department of Health and Wellness. And she's going to tell us all about the exciting programs and services and things happening in Kingston with respect to food. And Kristen, before the break, we talked about the food system plan, and you began to talk about what that means in the larger sense. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So this plan will be something that the city of Kingston, it's a plan for the city and how it can take these actionable steps, either by ourselves, if there are certain things that we really think that municipal governments should be doing. We have a team of consultants that are looking at other cities and other regions and other plans to understand some of these best practices, as well as doing extensive community engagement to hear answers and solutions and desires from the community. So we're looking at that, trying to figure out what that looks like, but also knowing that we can't do this alone. And so very much this plan, I hope that it'll be something that is done in collaboration with our many partners. So, you know, with Ulster County, with CCE, Cornell, and with a few of our other partners, and then for just individuals to be interested and involved in as well, because, you know, like I said, we're all a part of the food system at the end of the day. And it is up to all of us to really support this more resilient, this more equitable, more just food system. So what we've got, you know, we're working on the plan right now. We did a lot of intake, essentially, a little bit earlier this year. And I hope that we'll, I'll be announcing soon a town hall that will be a little bit later in August for folks to attend to hear about what that plan actually looks like.
Well, that sounds great. And that anticipates my next question, which was how do people get involved? But I guess they'll find out right at the town hall, and you'll know more about how folks can engage.
Yeah, definitely look out for that meeting for the town hall. Right now, we're looking at dates around the week of August 19th or 20th. So in a couple of weeks, but we'll announce it once it's official. And then we also have engagekingston.com. So Engage Kingston is where the city of Kingston puts all of its active projects on there. And so there is a project page for the food system plan. So folks can also go to Engage Kingston to learn more information.
Oh, that's awesome. And Kristen, so the Creating Healthy Schools and Communities grant is now in its fourth year, which is working to improve access to nutritious foods in communities. Tell us a little bit about that and where it's going.
Yeah, so the Creating Healthy Schools and Communities grant, I think that was what I talked about last time I came on. And I know there is a session where you spoke with our partners from Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County, so that they're working in the schools, and we have some folks who are working in the daycares from Family of Woodstock. So this is, you know, it's really exciting that we're going into our fourth year. So we've had nearly 3 years of working on this grant that once again is really building on the foundation of the work that so many others have already done in Kingston. And we just get to add more tassels to it, maybe deepen the work, add more roots to it. We're both going up and down, it feels like. And through my work with that, I work with community nutrition locations. And so what that really means is working with community partners that either sell or distribute food. So I've worked with the YMCA to get more nutritious foods as a part of their programming and in their vending machines. I also work a lot with food pantries in the city of Kingston to help identify, what's a priority for their communities and how can we create these guidelines that they can use as, both a roadmap and to show perhaps as people are doing food drives, hey, our community wants, fresher foods and everyone deserves that. So what can we get in that is really desired by folks who are coming to our feeding program? So the Creating Healthy Schools and Communities project gets to help with that, which is really exciting.
And that's really cool. And so there's some other projects too that I know that you all are working on, and we've talked about them a little bit in the past, and that's the Kingston Eats program and the Kingston Cooks, where I'm sure you get to sample a lot of delicious food, which is a great part of your job.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Those are my two favorites. I love Kingston Eats and Kingston Cooks. Kingston Eats is our veggie and fruit of the month campaign. So we piloted this last year with just a veggie of the month campaign. We were really inspired. There's a garden-based education organization in some of the schools in Kingston called Land to Learn, and they do a veggie of the month. And so we thought that was great, and we're like, let's do it citywide. And then we expanded this year so that it's a veggie and fruit of the month. And so we've got something coming up that we just started planning for it, but I'm hoping it launches in September. Will be something that's akin to, a Kingston Eats passport. So out of some of the other work that one of my colleagues did previously was a parks passport. I don't know if you ever utilized the parks passport in Kingston. It was a QR code to get people to visit different parks that we have. And you could be entered in to win a raffle. So we're working on a really cool experience right now to encourage folks to visit participating Kingston Eats locations across Kingston and scan this QR code to get more information, have a really cool experience that I'm so excited to share later. We literally just started planning it, so I can't share details yet. Just have people be excited about, fruits and vegetables. So we have that. And then we also have our next Kingston Eats Kingston Cooks collaboration cooking workshop coming up on August 8th. So that's next week. I will plug that. We're asking for registration. Oh my gosh, I should have remembered this date, either Monday or Tuesday of next week. This one is going to be a free cooking workshop that is on Thursday at 5:30. So we planned it to be after work. So hopefully you can come in. You don't have to worry about dinner that night. It is going to be led by a local chef, Chef Jody Ray. You might recognize her. She has been at the farmer's market sometimes with Challah Toast, and she does other businesses. She does postpartum meals. Her menu is going to feature tomatoes and melons, which are our August veggies and fruit of the month. And it's a cantaloupe gazpacho, a ratatouille, and then a watermelon sorbet and a peach sorbet, I think. Yum. Is the menu. I know. I'm just like, y'all, this is like high level stuff. This is fancy stuff. Come down to the Annie Murphy Neighborhood Center with me and learn how to make this from Chef Jody. So that is going to be so much fun, but folks have to register for it. So if they're interested, it's completely free, but you do have to register.
You know, and the Hudson Valley is always, at least this part of the Hudson Valley, has always had a really robust and interesting food restaurant, you know, culinary environment, and, you know, with the Culinary Institute being close by, and now people coming up from New York, chefs, and, you know, that married with agriculture being the second, now the second, it was the first, but the second largest industry in Ulster County with all of the family farms. What a great opportunity. I mean, we are so lucky, and tourists who visit us are so lucky to tap into that. It's really wonderful.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I feel like that is why I'm so excited about our food system plan, you know, going back to that, like really taking this holistic look at how can we support our local food system and also our local food economy. Because when I tell people about Kingston, I know that we've got a ton of art here. We have the O-Positive Festival. There's a lot of arts and culture, but I see Kingston as a food city. I think we're surrounded by the richness, the agricultural richness of the Hudson Valley. And we have so many small food entrepreneurs. Like, it is remarkable. We're across the street from Calcutta Kitchens, and oh my gosh, Aditi and the food that she makes there is so delicious. And I could say that about so many of the other small restaurants and farmers market vendors and caterers that we've got in Kingston. It's so special.
You know, and I thought I knew them all until, like, every day, every time I go out for a walk on the streets of Kingston or some, you know, whether at lunchtime or otherwise, I'm always discovering new places. Like, when did this come in? When did this? That's really cool.
Yes, exactly. That's why for the Kingston's passport, we're hoping that we'll have a big, robust participation, and then we'll get people visiting, you know?
So, Kristen, tell us about any other future plans, exciting things that you have in the concept phase, maybe, and then how people can participate in what's going on.
Yeah, I think, you know, the most exciting things that we have right now are probably like our Kingston Eats and our Kingston Cooks. You know, in the future for Kingston Eats in 20, we're doing some planning for 2025 right now, which I think is going to be really cool. We're connecting with some farmers. So we work really closely with the Hudson Valley Farm Hub and with the Rhino Valley Growers Association to see like, how can we really continue to uplift local harvest and local production through this work that we have going on. And, you know, I think, if folks want to see kind of the activities that we have, they want to join an Eat Well meeting and discover our partners and how we're kind of brainstorming and strategizing, definitely check out our social media pages, because we post on Instagram and on Facebook for Live Well Kingston. So that's where you can preview the new stuff.
Mm-hmm. So just generally searching Live Well Kingston will get you there.
Yeah. Our handle is just Live Well Kingston for both. And then we have a website, livewellkingston.org, where we try to keep that updated with information.
So cool. Well, Kristen, I'm all continually impressed by, what Kingston is doing, Mayor Noble and the whole team and you and your colleagues. Really, really amazing work, exciting work, fun work, delicious work. I'll keep on going.
I have the most delicious work, I think.
Yes, absolutely. So it's such a pleasure to have you here, and we'll have you back again so you can give us an update. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been wonderful.
You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.